Welcome to Torati Mecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we will learn the Haftorah for Parshas Lech Lecha from Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Pasuk Chaf Zayin, chapter 40, verse 27, to Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin, chapter 41, verse 16. Our Haftorah begins with a complaint from Hashem, a protest to his people. Verse 27, Lama somar Yaakov usedaber Yisrael, nistara darki me Hashem, ume elokai mishpati ya'avar. Why do you say Yaakov and speak Yisrael? My path is hidden from Hashem, and my judgment is passed over from God. Because we sometimes do say these words, and we sometimes cry these words, and we certainly sometimes think and fear these words. Does Hashem see what's going on to his children? Is it possible that Hashem sees what's happening and is still not reacting? Look at our suffering. Look at our loneliness. Maybe he just doesn't see. Maybe he can't see. How is it possible for him to see everyone and everything? Maybe he would just prefer not to see, and he is ignoring our suffering. Maybe I'm too far away, too small, too unimportant, too late in the book of history. Maybe my suffering, my life, doesn't matter enough to be seen. And Hashem says, don't say that. And here we are called both Yisrael and Yaakov. Yisrael is famously used when we are at our best, our strongest, and Yaakov is when we are not. And Hashem addresses us by both names here and tells us, do not say this. Why not? Verse 28. Halo yadata im lo shamata Elokei olam Hashem borek tos haaretz lo yi'af v'lo yiga ein cheker l'svunaso. Don't you know, and haven't you heard? Hashem is the God of the world. He created the ends of the earth. He doesn't get tired, doesn't get weary, and his wisdom cannot be fathomed. Hashem says to this Yaakov, to this Yisrael, do you know me? Have we met? Let me introduce myself again. I am your God. I am the God of the world. I created all those ends of the earth that you are afraid I can't find you in. I don't get tired. I don't get weary. You are not too late in world history to matter. I can find you and take care of you. And yes, I know you don't always understand my ways. My wisdom is unfathomable. I am keeping track of an entire world for thousands of years. You will not always understand my actions of one particular day, but, verse 29, Nosein la'yaif koach, ule'ein onim atzma yarbeh. Verse, he gives the weary strength, and to the powerless he increases strength. This idea will be a definite theme of this Haftorah. We are afraid because we are weak, and we are weary, and we are powerless, and we are fighting battles and armies that are much stronger than we are. In this Haftorah, we will be called Tola'as Yaakov, the worm Yaakov, and we indeed sometimes feel that way. And sometimes the world treats us that way. We have so many enemies. And so Hashem reminds us, I strengthen the weak. You can be as strong as I make you. Stop attaching limits to yourself where none exist. In fact, in verse 30, Hashem reminds us he can make young warriors exhausted and fall. And in verse 31, those who hope in Hashem, they will have renewed strength. Ya'alu ever kanasharim. They will take flight like eagles. Yarutsu velo yigau. They will run and not get tired. Yelchu velo ye'afu. They will walk and not be exhausted. They will fly, they will run, and they will walk. The order is interesting. But actually, it's not the exciting, inspiring, heady high when we feel so connected and alive that we are almost flying that requires the most energy. It's not even the run that often comes with its own dopamine and adrenaline rush. It's actually the long and lonely walk that requires so much sustained effort and endurance when we feel like we have been walking and working for so very long. So here Hashem tells us, whatever stage of your life, of your relationship with me, if you keep at it, I will continue to send you strength. You will always have enough koach to continue to journey on. A truly beautiful message of hope, love, and comfort. But it's not until we get to the next chapter that we truly understand the context Hashem is speaking to us from when he says to us, why on earth would you think that I can't see you, that I don't see you, that I don't notice you? Stop being so afraid. Beginning in verse 2, Mi heir mi mizrach, tzedek yikra'ehu l'raglo, yitain lefanav goyim, umlachim yard, yitain ka'afar charbo, kekashni daf kashto. Who aroused the one from the east, whom righteousness met wherever he set his foot, gave the nations before him and made him rule over his kings? His sword makes them as dust, his bow as wind-blown straw. So who is this one from the east? Mi heir mi mizrach. Who is this one from the east who conquered the world, ruled over kings, turned other swords into dust, and bows into straw? The 12th century classic commentary Ibn Ezra understands this verse, and really the next many chapters, as a reference to Koresh, Cyrus the Great, who seemed to come out of nowhere, and indeed conquer the Median Empire, Babylonia, and beyond. He came from nowhere and conquered the world. And then, shockingly, he liberated the Jewish people and granted them permission to go home to Jerusalem and begin rebuilding the temple. The Jewish nation, who had been languishing in exile, who saw no way out of their situation, seemingly from one moment to the next, they were freed and sent home. Who do you think inspired him to do this? The book of Ezra that tells the story in chapter 1, verse 1, uses almost these same words as our pasuk. Heir Hashem es ruach Koresh melech paras. Hashem inspired the spirit of Koresh, the king of Persia. And Koresh himself understands this as a divinely orchestrated and inspired decree. So here the Navi is saying, stop being so afraid. Hashem can help you. Look at the story of Koresh and understand that there is nothing too far-fetched or too difficult for Hashem. But Rashi, among many other commentaries, point to a very different historical figure. Who is this man from the east that Hashem inspired? And who was able to conquer enemies and armies? This is all talking about our very own Avraham Avinu, who was divinely aroused from Aram Naharaim in Mesopotamia in the east to come to Israel. And now we have finally arrived at our Parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, the beautiful, uplifting story of Avraham Avinu, inspired searcher of truth, benevolent lover of man, and also miraculously powerful warrior. Our very own Avraham Avinu. And we love reading this Parsha. We're so proud of our ancestor and how he served Hashem and how Hashem loved him and what he did for the world. But sometimes we feel somewhat disconnected from those stories. That was him, that was then, and we are so far from that relationship. Hashem tells us here, have you read Lech Lecha? Read your Parsha. Your father also fought against armies stronger than him. Yitain ka'afar charbo. Dirt turned into swords for him and turned his enemy swords into nothing. How do you think he did all that? Mi pa'al va'asa. Who made this happen? Verse 4. Mi pa'al va'asa. Kore hadaros me'rosh. Ani Hashem rishon. Ve'es achronim ani hu. Who has done it? He that called the generations from the beginning. I, Hashem. I am the first, and with the last, I am the same. And the message is, I was with Avraham. I did all those miracles for Avraham. I was with your nation at the beginning, and I'm still with you at the end. It was me then, and it was me now. I am still with you. Don't be afraid. The Abar Benel 15th century commentary, Portugal and Spain, takes us to a whole new level and explains these psukim like this. We have a concept of Masa Avos Siman Labanim, events in the lives of our fathers, is a sign of what's to come for their children, for our nation. But why? Mi pa'al va'asa, the one who did all this, the one who was with Avraham, was calling the generations from the beginning. Hashem didn't save Avraham only because of Avraham. He saved him because korei doros merosh. Hashem saw that Avraham would be the seed from which a mighty tree would grow. A tree that would become a nation, a religion, a people, a destiny. That's why he did those miracles for him. It's not just that Hashem protected Avraham, so he can protect you too, even though you live much later. It's that Hashem protected Avraham because of you. He had you in mind, like a gardener planting a tree for the fruit it will bear in the future. So did you read Lech Lecha? Did you understand that you were reading your own story? Those miracles, those events, Hashem wrote them so that there would be a you. Hashem saved Avraham for you. Sometimes we can get frustrated by the world's denial of self-evident truths when villains are celebrated and victims are blamed. When morals are criticized and violence is praised, it can be disheartening. This is reflected in verses 6 and 7, where despite witnessing miracles and truths, people continue to deny and pretend. But remember, Avraham Avinu experienced this too, with his own family, and in many communities where he tried to make a difference. Hashem reassures us again and again, you are like my modern day Avraham, you are like Yitzchak, my Yaakov. Let's look at verse 8. Va'ata Yisrael avdi Yaakov asher bechartikha. Zera Avraham Ohavi, you are Yisrael, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved Avraham. Verse 9, Asher hechazakticha miktos haaretz, umne'atzilaha kurasticha, va'omar lacha avdi ata, bechartikha, v'loma asticha, whom I lifted and brought from the ends of the earth, calling you forth from its furthest corners. Telling you, you are my servant, you I have chosen, I will not reject you. The truth is, when we wonder if Hashem sees us, it's not Hashem that we doubt, but our own importance and meaning. Hashem tells us, when I looked at Avraham, I saw you, and when I look at you, I see my beloved Avraham. And verse 10, Al tira ki imcha ani, al tishta ki ani elokecha, imatzticha, af azarticha, af timachticha b'yamin tzidki. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, I am your God. I strengthen you and help you, uphold you with my right hand of justice. Don't be afraid, or like Rashi says, don't melt. Why? The 19th century Malbim explains that there are four reasons we would fear. So don't be afraid. You may think that the one who has been helping you all along now despises you, but no. Bechartikha v'lo ma'asticha. I have chosen you and don't despise you. Maybe when disaster strikes, he will not be around, but no. Imcha ani. I am with you. And maybe he's just not powerful enough to save you. Al tishtak ki ani elokecha, I am your God. You think I'm strong enough to save you? And not just that. Imatzticha, I will fill you with inner courage and strength. And perhaps the most loving words of all. Af timachticha b'yamin tzidki, I will support you with my right hand. Malbim explains, like a dear friend who with his left hand helps you fight, but with his right hand, his stronger hand, he supports you and keeps you standing. This Haftorah, so timely in our world, making sure as we begin to study the Parshios describing the beginning of our heritage and our nation, making sure we are not missing the most important message of all. This relationship Hashem established with our fathers and mothers, this is our relationship. And when we feel small or alone, we need to remember how small and alone was Avraham, and how brave and committed he was, how confident he was of the relationship with Hashem he had, and how faithful too. And this beautiful Haftorah concludes, when you persevere, for you will persevere as Avraham did, and when you are able to stand victorious like he was, Va'ata tagil b'Hashem, b'kdosh Yisrael tishalal, make sure you respond as he did. Rejoice in Hashem and be proud of the Holy One of Israel. Thank you for learning together.